frighten the man. Without saying a thing, he disappeared down a dark hall. "Oh, Mr. Tooner, come back and meet the old uns," Carrie called out. But the man didn't even slow down. Carrie lowered her voice. "You don't mind poor Mr. Tooner. He's been the caretaker here for many years, just like his father before him. He's very worried about Drummond Castle becoming a museum after it's restored. He does a wonderful job caring for the castle, but he needs help. That's what we're all here for." Carrie turned to Benny. "I heard you make the lion on the door knocker growl, Benny. Now watch this." Carrie gathered the Alden's umbrellas and stuck them inside the mouth of a ferocious-looking lion statue. "How do you like that?" Carrie asked. Benny laughed at how silly the lion looked with a mouthful of umbrellas.
"He doesn't look nearly so mean now."
Even Violet had to laugh. She just wished that the big humps of furniture covered with white dust sheets looked as silly as that lion. She half expected some of them to start moving around the room. Carrie took Violet by the hand. "All the furniture downstairs has been covered up since William Drummond III died last year. With all of you here to help out, we can make this big old place look homier very soon. Now come upstairs to your rooms." The Aldens followed Carrie up a winding staircase at the back of the castle. "I know this musty old place looks a bit gloomy today, but you children have a wonderful experience ahead of you. There are so many imaginative objects here, like that silly door knocker and the umbrella stand. This castle is full of surprises." Carrie led the Aldens down a hall off the first landing. She pushed open a heavy wooden door. "This will be your room, James." Inside the huge room was a canopy bed and a fireplace tall enough to stand in. Over in the corner stood a suit of armor. Carrie lifted up Benny. "Raise the front of this armor headpiece," she said. Benny moved the metal flap and gasped. Then he laughed.
"Somebody put a picture of a boy's face under the helmet," he told everyone.
Sure enough, a faded drawing of a smiling boy about Benny's age peeked out from under the armor headpiece. "I knew you'd like that," Carrie said. "I think the first Mr. Drummond put it there as a joke for his boys. He tried to liven up Drummond Castle with some of the furnishings. There are quite a few playful touches all around the castle, you'll see."
"I hope there are some funny things in our rooms. Can we go see them now?"
Benny asked. The children and Watch climbed some more narrow stairs. At the top of the tower were two bright little rooms with windows all around.
"Oh,"
Violet breathed. The first rays of sunlight they'd seen all day poured